Designing services. When determining how to design services and support, consider the nature of other services and select the appropriate amount of service customization and customer contact. Designing customer service and support. In addition to metrics for measuring success in fulfilling the right products and quantities at the right price, time, place, and quality, customer service also means talking to customers, such as providing pre- and post-sales service. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines service as sometimes used to describe those activities that support the production or distribution functions in any organization, such as customer service and field service. For consumers, this may require a call center. Dell Computer has designed its returns policy to require customers to call their call center prior to authorizing any returns. This allows customer service to resolve misunderstandings, such as how to set up a computer properly, thus preventing many returns in the first place. Organizations with only B2B, business to business, customers may not need a call center, but could instead authorize sales staff, supply chain managers, or others such as master schedulers to maintain relationships with such customers. These communications could be initiated by either party. For example, a customer could call to resolve design issues, or a production scheduler might call about upcoming production issues. The idea is to communicate soon enough to allow both parties to make their priorities known or find alternatives. True two-way communication can improve customer loyalty while providing the organization with information on customer requirements for continuous improvement. Organizations can improve customer service communications using customer relationship management, CRM, which is a philosophy of putting the customer first. But there is also software of the same name that helps with account and order management in a shared database so anyone who has contact with a customer will be able to get up to speed on the customer's issues quickly. Nature of services. Services are designed to meet the service requirements of targeted customer segments. Note that while the subject of this discussion is service design, many products have associated services. The combination of the product and its services is sometimes called the product service package to indicate that the two are inseparable, especially in the mind of the customer. The customer may like a product itself, but if it has poor associated services, from poor customer service representatives to missed delivery dates, the customer will likely have low satisfaction. Services may be related to provision of products at a physical location, for example, retail sales, restaurants, with a person or kiosk providing an associated service. Products via shipment, with the service contact point being a website, an app, phone or mail, as well as the actual shipment and shipment tracking experiences. Basic services with little or no inventory involved, for example, haircuts. Complex services with perceived long-term benefits, for example, doctorate degree. Information, requests for information, or a conversation. Facility services, security, access, cleaning, etc. Unlike products, it is difficult to protect services from imitation since they cannot be copyrighted, though any related products might be patented or copyrighted. On the plus side, a service can be easily changed or customized very quickly with very little expense, especially in the case of basic services. When designing services, it is important to determine what services will be considered front room and which will be considered back room services. Front room and back room. Service production processes and some manufacturing processes may have front room and back room functions. Front room functions, also called front of house in many service industries, are those operations or service functions that are highly visible to the customer and feature a high degree of customer contact. Job roles in front room functions require significant customer relationship management skills, and so they increase management complexity. Back room functions, also called back of house, are those operations or service functions that are not visible to the customer. These job roles won't be working directly with customers. Administrative functions are also backroom functions. For services, front room includes, for example, a restaurant's dining area and/or ordering counter. The kitchen may be a backroom function, but many restaurants deliberately feature a highly visible kitchen area. Front room and backroom can also be present in some forms of product manufacturing. Here, front room functions could be a physical and/or online product design space for EETO, MTO, or ITO designs or selection of available options. The front room will be especially important in EETO and MTO, but less for ITO since the customer can only decide amongst available options. If an organization is using the service factory concept, a customer may even have a view, for example, online webcam, of the final assembly of their custom product. Any form of product finalization at the retail level would also be a front-room function. Production of the underlying components would be back-room functions. Degree of customization and contact. Organizations have to consider the trade-off between service customization and service standardization. Whenever variability is introduced, it creates operational issues for an organization, and managers make a choice. Do they want to accommodate the variability or reduce it? Generally, organizations that emphasize the service experience tend toward accommodation or customization, and those that emphasize operational simplicity, usually as a means to keep costs low, tend toward reduction. The two approaches are in constant tension. The organization may provide services to specific customer segments in various regions or countries that won't align with customer preferences elsewhere. The degree of contact is another service design trade-off. Services that are promoted or provided with a low degree of contact, like marketing emails, mailings, or vending machines, are very efficient to offer, but also have low sales conversion rates or are perceived as low value by customers. Services that have high contact are much more likely to generate sales or customer satisfaction, but they are more expensive to offer.